Coming up to 8 minutes to eight, let's get the latest business news with Gail.
Thanks, Gavin. House prices are set to continue rising this year. Analysis from property advisors D&G is predicting low to mid single digit increases. The research also points to a worrying increase in the number of small and medium sized landlords leaving the Dublin rental market in the second half of last year. D&G's Director of Research, Paul Murgatroyd, joins me now. Paul, house prices continuing to rise with most increase in the first half of the year. What are we looking at in the capital and the rest of the country?
So our outlook for this coming year is not dissimilar to the picture we saw in the market last year. We expect prices to increase round about 1 to 1.5% per quarter, with most of the increase coming in the early part of the year. Traditionally, supply is at its lowest in the first 6 months of the year. People then bring their properties to market, so we expect the majority of that increase to come in the early part of this year. Looking back at last year, we did see probably a welcome reduction in the rate of house price inflation, both nationally and in the capital. Prices outside of Dublin increased last year by 7.4% compared to 8.4% in 2024. In Dublin, the reduction in the rate of growth was slightly more stark, down to 5.2% last year from nearly 10% the previous year. So that is good news for buyers. Unfortunately, the supply levels in the market are still way below what is required. We know that demand is tipping 50,000 units per annum, yet we're only managing to increase output to around 32, 33,000. So all in all, we do see little change in the market this year. While supply is increasing incrementally, it does take a long time to bring those new units to market.
So it is highlighting that ongoing supply and demand issue. Do you believe that it's going to ramp up at a pace to meet the government target of 300,000 by 2030?
So the government revised its big housing plan at the end of last year with a big announcement to deliver 300,000 units by 2030. This is very welcome. We feel that government is pulling out all the stops that it can to increase supply, but it will take time. Looking at output for the year, for this current year, we probably think that around 34 to 35,000 units will be completed, but it's a slow process to get that supply on stream.
Now, this analysis also shows a significant increase in the number of investors leaving the rental sector in the second half of the year. Is this directly related to the proposed rental sector reforms for March? And it's obviously bad news for renters, but is there any silver lining there for buyers?
Yeah, so the government announced halfway through last year these proposed rental reforms, which are due to come into effect on the 1st of March this year. Part of those changes prevent landlords from serving notices of termination in order to sell the property, so to liquidise their asset effectively, whereby tenants will be entitled to around 6 years before that can happen. And a lot of small accidental landlords with fewer than four properties have decided they may have been looking at getting out of the market anyway, and this further uncertainty has certainly caused a spike in that. In the second 6 months of the year, we saw 27% of properties offered for sale were investors exiting the rental sector. And on the buyer side, we know in the second half of last year that only 8% of purchasers were doing so in order to buy investment properties. So that gap and the stock levels are therefore, you know, falling in that regard. And we feel that more could be done to keep existing landlords in the market, but also attract new landlords into a sector that's desperate for more supply.
Okay, D&G's Director of Research, Paul Murgatroyd. Paul, thanks for joining us on the programme this morning, and we'll have more business in the next hour.